Hey y'all, Roxy here. How's it going? Today's Thursday, the 3rd, I think. Yeah, the 3rd of August. Can you believe we're in August already? It's impossible. It's impossible. I literally can remember Christmas. I can remember New Year's. And we're already in August. It's crazy. Anyway, how are you doing? How's everything going? So, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the last podcast. It's doing really well with the guest feature with my friend and brother. It's getting really good numbers, and many people are listening to it. And I'm very happy about that. So, thank you very much. Today, I want to talk about a question that I got during the week. I was talking to someone. Or someone approached me and was talking about how to handle friendships when your best friend gets married. Okay, so a little context. I can't remember what we're talking about, but then the person was like, oh, is it okay to feel some kind of way if your friend is getting married to somebody that you do not like? So both of them were classmates of yours. All three of you were in the same class. You and the guy, he's a guy. Really good friends from day one. Went through school together. University, everything's great. You're finished. Years later, they've been dating. You know what I mean? Your friend had a few other prospective girls he was seeing on and off, you know, when he was dating her. You didn't even think he was that serious or she was going to be the one he would end up with. It turns out that now, from nowhere, he now wants to marry her. All of the other friends also don't like her. She is, according to him, the least favorite of the girls that they all thought, you know, their friend could marry. And, you know, should he go for the wedding? He feels like a hypocrite. He can't speak his mind. He doesn't know if to say anything or whether it's a done deal. Here's my thing. Before your friends choose somebody that they want to spend their life with, they have looked at all the prospects. They know that their friends exist. They know that they have alternatives. They know sometimes how it'll be perceived, but they've still chosen that person. Whoever your friend chooses, you respect them. I'm not asking you to like them. You don't have to pretend to like them. You don't have to be hypocritical about it. You don't have to be over the top excited, but you will respect them. That much you owe your friend. Now, you're not even doing it for the person herself or himself. You're doing it for your friend. If your friend means anything to you and you like them the way you say you do, then you must respect their decisions, whether bad or good. That's what friends are for. Unlike other things, right? And I'm being careful. Unlike other things in life where I would have said, always tell your friend how you feel about it. So if it was anything else, any other decision in this life that didn't involve the heart or love or emotions and feelings and, you know, lifetime commitments, I'm one of the people who would say, you know, I believe in being upfront, right? So I would usually say, you know, do what you like, but this is how I feel about it. You know, just so I'm not a fake person to myself. I don't want to feel like I should have said something if I felt some kind of way and I'm hiding things from you, even though I call you my friend. So in full transparency, sort of, you know, full disclosure kind of thing, I'd probably, on other issues, I'd say, this is how I feel, you know, go ahead. I support you. You always have my support 100% because that's what friends do. However, I do have my reservations about this person and this is why. But I'd say don't do that for someone that they're planning to get married to. They've proposed to the person, they're marrying the person. They didn't ask for your point of view. Now, if he was still trying to make up his mind and he had a few options and he came to you and said, I'd like to marry this person. It's looking like we're going this direction. I haven't proposed yet. I want to know if I'm making a mistake. Then I can say, if you do have something to say to your best friend, don't forget that this is not just any friend, your best friend, that yes, you should say, With every diplomacy, be mature, don't use stupid language, don't call her bad names, don't insult the person. Also, don't accuse the person of anything, just speak from you. So don't say, she's like this, she did this to me, don't report her. You know, even if she did anything to you personally or, you know, she treated you some kind of way at some event, don't bring those things up. Speak from from your point of view, this is how I feel. This is what I think. You know, this is, you know what I mean? Like, don't report the person because they will get married eventually. You will be the bad person who was trying to break them up. That's not what you want. What you want to do is to say, I'm only raising the red flags that I see standing from the outside, but always caveat it to say, I trust your judgment. I know that you love her and whatever you do, you'll be fine. Right? So this is not me asking you to follow my advice. But since you asked me, these are the areas that I don't know if I am 100% comfortable with. You get it? So it's how I feel, not what she's done wrong. I don't know if that makes sense. But in any event, as soon as they do get married, you have lost your right to criticize that person. You have no right to speak ill, to joke, to mock, to, even if it was funny before when they were married, you know what I mean? Maybe he told you a few things when they were dating about, you know, oh, you know, she's dirty, or oh, she doesn't clean, you know, personal stuff like, you know, I'm angry with her, she didn't clean the house well, and we, you know, got into an argument. That was before they got married. Wipe that slate clean. You respect her from the moment she becomes his wife. You don't talk about her. You don't talk to her. You don't talk up. You know what I mean? Like, don't bring that girlfriend energy to wife. She's now his wife. They are one. Don't ever expect him to keep anything from her. So any of your little banter things, you know what I mean? All those things, you know, oh, guess what I did? I saw your ex down the road in a shopping center. Oh, I got a card for you from some. No, you know, the small boys things have passed. He's married now. You treat him as a married man. You teach him how to respect himself by respecting him. So, you know what I mean? Become almost professional with him and remind him all the time that, you know, you're married now. So the game is different. I won't even allow you to talk about your wife like that. You know, like some people forget they're married. You know, it's a process. I've seen times where people come to where boys are gathered and they say something inappropriate about their wives, and now everybody's uncomfortable because they can't join you. They can't laugh about it because she's your wife. She's not your girlfriend. She was just one of the girls. Then we would all be like, ha ha ha, that's funny. Don't mind these girls, women has come. Nobody can say that anymore. She's your wife. So you don't put them in that situation by castigating your wife in front of your friends and things like that. And if you did that, I'm one of those friends that would call you to order. I say, you can't talk like that about your wife. She's your wife now. She's not your girlfriend anymore. You really can't talk about her like that. And you signed up for it. So don't act like, oh, you know, everything is the same. No, not to me. Things are not the same. You're married. It's like joining the police force or the army. The rules are different. You knew the rules before you joined. So you live by those rules. And don't come to us thinking you can live like before. You know, you've signed out. You've signed up. We've waved you goodbye. We came for the wedding. That's that for that. Doesn't make sense. And yeah, so that's essentially what I said to the person. I said, you know what, he didn't ask for your opinion, don't tell them anything. What you think about the girl is irrelevant. He has made up his mind. You will respect him. You can detach if you really feel so strongly. She's been such a mean person to you that you really don't want to be in any space with her or have any form of, yeah, it's fine, you can disconnect. But don't go telling him that it is connecting from him because of his wife. What do you want him to do? Information doesn't make sense. Like, what's he supposed to do? Tell you sorry, tell you not to go, tell you, you know, I don't get it. What's the point? Just respect her, and leave him alone. You know what I mean? Like, just respect, support your friend, you know, and respect her. That's really all there is to it. But anyway, other people have different points of view. People think, some people will insist that marriage doesn't change anyone and that nobody should be treated differently because they're married. Other people will say different things. I'm interested in what you would say. So let me know. Does marriage change your friends? Should you treat your friends differently because they are now married? I really, really want to hear your point of view on it. Tweet at me, ROQZEE. As always, look forward to hearing from you. And we take the conversation forward from there. All right, then. Have a good Thursday and weekend. If I don't talk to you till next week. Cheers, y'all. Peace out.